This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Begich has done so many groundbreaking things and been into, he's just one of those people, you know, you look back in history, sometimes you see people like, he did that, he was involved with that, he knows about that. Just talking to them is, you can talk to him just about anything that's important in the world, and you'll learn something from the guy. And we're really excited to have him on. We were talking during the break about where we are as a people, and I tell the story about my dog. And maybe I'll tell a little later, but I had a dog that had a problem anyway with its ear. Well, I go ahead and tell it now. Heck, I got to tell it now. My dog had a really infected ear. And, I mean, to the point where it would not let me touch it to clean it, whatever. I got to the point where, forget it, I'm going to take it to the vet. And I hate doctors, hate vets. Took it to the vet. They had to knock the dog out to really clean it. It got so bad to really clean the ear out. The vet sent me home with some cream to continue to put in the dog's ear. She said, here, if the dog gives you any problems, give him this pill. Wait till he gets a little woozy, and then you should be fine to be able to put this stuff in its ear. So I said, okay. So I gave the pill to the dog. And the dog started to get woozy. We waited 15, 20 minutes. And the dog got to the point where it could not put one foot in front of the other without falling down. Literally. Literally. My wife said, okay, now it's time. I said, all right. I leaned on my dog, laid on my dog. Dog didn't move. I picked up, it lifted up the ear, dog didn't move. My wife took the medicine in the tube and squirted it in its ear. The dog went nuts, jumped up like a freaking greyhound and ran around the house like Secretariat or something, couldn't catch it all of a sudden. I couldn't believe it. Like, what the? This dog was down and out. Now, the reason I tell that story is because I hope that that's symbolic of America, that they're dulling us, they're drugging us, they're drowsying us, whatever word you want to use. But when push comes to shove, I hope, like my dog, we're going to kick up like a Secretariat and run around the house. Any thoughts here, Dr. Begich?
I think you're right on. And, you know, this is the American character. You know, we often sit on the sidelines. We kind of watch the game going on. But on the 5 minutes to midnight, you see the American people waking up. And I think we're there. I mean, when I see bad news in the world, I know one thing about it, is on the flip side of this is something equal and proportionate to it. And what we see in chaos in the world, out of this comes a new order, and a different order, I think, than the one that the globalists would like to foster on us. Everything you see, from the food to the government to the money, it's fake. Fake news, fake money, fake government. I mean, people talk about the European Parliament as an institution. I hear it all the time. It's a democratic institution. You know, nobody got elected to that institution. They're all appointed. You know, this is representative government by representative government. This is a hijacking of democracies, not just in our part of the world, but around the world. And the substitution, you know, people, everyone, I don't care whether you're liberal or conservative, everyone has this underlying dis-ease about what's going on. And that's why Donald Trump rose to the top on the Republican side above all the establishment protégés. And the same is true on the Democratic Party. You know, Bernie would have been at the top of the heap if they hadn't totally corrupted that operation. And, you know, and what was that really about? It was the most extreme side of the Democratic Party saying we're sick of the establishment. And I think we're going to see the same thing in this cycle that we're entering into now. People want real solutions. They want real action. And they're tired of the rhetoric and the nonsense. And then you hear this lunatic out of New York with the new Green Deal, the $90 trillion illusion. I mean, this is so disturbed in thinking that this can happen. We really need to take it sort of take a second look at it, you know? And
well, let me interject right there. You say it's delusionary. It's delusional. It's illusionary. Maybe that's a better word, delusional. But yet she pawns it off like it's real. I mean, what does that say about us that she even has a platform? Does it say more about us for listening or does it say more about the media for giving her a platform?
I think it says a lot about the media because the average person, you know, we're dealing with complicated issues today. You know, we've been dealing with things that most people know absolutely nothing about. But we're talking about the balance sheet of the nation, our shared wealth, the things that bail out the deficit, and no one's having the conversation. And this is the mistake. We have bought into the media's programming and made it our programming. It's time to think independently. You know, we're on the break talking about other subjects. I've read 10,000 books in my life, and I don't read fiction. And I have a very good memory. So I collate information all the time, and I look at things from a generalist sort of perspective. We need more generalists. And I'm not talking about college-educated generalists. I'm talking about people who read and think on their own. What this country was based on was sovereign individuals, and not any of us are below or above the other. And we need to remember it. And it's not in terms of what we have inside or how strong physically we are, but we have the same opportunities driven by the same factors, which is flat-out determination. And let me tell you, determination carries the day for the American way. And we have a determined population that is not going to let this republic get hijacked by globalists or left-leaning or too far to the right-leaning people who are no longer thinking, because we need thinking Americans that can hold on to those traditional values and project them into our government, which we need to take ownership and take stock of again, including the aspects of our balance sheet, and make sure that balance sheet's working for the American public and not working for globalists who have no interest in anything that happens here except what they can take and put on the backs of the American taxpayer for the future. And
hear,
that's
hear.
Where we're at.
Hear, hear.
And we
wow.
have the opportunity. It's right here, right now. And it takes the kind of leadership that a maverick is. You know, Donald Trump is definitely that maverick. I wish he was more polite. I wish he was more kind and considerate in his speech, because I think that is an important aspect of diplomacy and representing Americans. But sometimes you need somebody who's the bully, because we've been pushed around an awful long time, and it's about time someone pushed back. And I think that's what the American public wanted in the last election cycle, and that's unfortunately, we didn't have more choices of people who really would stand up for their own position, the position of the American people. Donald Trump is, he has, and the results are in front of us if we can get by the media barrage of propaganda.
I agree with everything you just said. I am standing on the table right now cheering for what you just said. A return to our values, our heritage, our endowment, our law, really. My question to you is, and it's something I struggle with, how are we going to imprint that on this next generation? Because I feel there has been a break, there's been a wedge, and I think schools are right at the heart of it. What say you?
Oh. You know, there's another area where I do have some expertise. I was twice elected president of the Alaska Federation of Teachers. I was elected at my local level as well. I spoke for public education in this state as one of the statewide teachers union presidents in the United States. And I am the only past president of a statewide teachers union that supports vouchers. And the reason I support vouchers, which is really about parental choice once again, is because the system has failed in every single respect. In my state, it's the biggest failure of all. We spent more money per capita for decades than anyone else, and we have the lowest scores of anyone else. It's a failure, and it's a failure because it no longer addresses education. It's a credential. It's a line item on a resume. The way the entire system is gained from the textbook development and what's limited in there, to the control of curriculum down to the classroom level, where creative teachers don't even have anything but a straitjacket to work within because they've been so constrained as to what they can teach and how they can teach and what they're teaching and what's coming out of public education are not competent individuals. In most cases, they can barely push the right picture on the machine at the cash register at McDonald's and make the right change, right? And now that's going to be automated with robots that are never going to screw up your order. This is a problem. And at the same time, what have we done with this generation coming out and going into college? We've made them the next slave class. The only debt you cannot escape in the United States in a bankruptcy is child support, a personal injury that you inflicted on someone, and your student loans. We can forgive bankers, but not the average soul walking through the streets that actually has a living soul. The bankers were bailed out at $2 trillion. We could have paid off every student loan in America for less than $1 trillion. And you know what? We would have freed more money into this.
Absolutely.
Into this machine.
Absolutely.
Families could have bought houses again. They could have looked forward to paying for their kids' education in a rational way. And when education costs should be dropping because of automation, because 1,000 people can be in every classroom online, instead it's going the opposite direction. It is a game again, a hijacking and then an enslavement through involuntary servitude for an entire generation. And then that generation is injected with fear every single day over whether they can make those bills, buy milk for their kids. This is not the America you and I grew up in, and this is the slave class created by multinationals to impose themselves on us and limit our sovereignty as free souls. In fact, Americans are the only group, one of the very few people in the world, you cannot even give up your citizenship in this country without permission from the State Department. Look it up. You are chattel, and you are a slave to this country, whether you like it or not. And I'm not advocating leaving or giving up your citizenship. I'm just making the point. You are not free. You are a slave until you change the game, and it starts with politics. My family's been in it 3 generations. My dad in the U.S. House, my brother in the U.S. Senate, my younger brother Tom is now in our state Senate. And I can tell you, the only way the game changes, we got to take our government back. We got to elect good people at the local level. Whether they're D's or R's, make sure they stand for you. Make sure they're wise, people who stand for you as an American. And then let's change the game. And it has to change. Simpler messages, straight information, and uncomplicate the code so that we can actually have justice in America. Because you don't have it now. Talk about socializing medicine. How about socializing the law where you have equal access to the law? Because you don't. If you're not rich, you have no justice. That's what's happened in America, and that needs to change.
Wow. I want to take that clip of that last 10 minutes of you, Dr. Baggage, and we should put that up. It's fantastic. We should have like a Braveheart music behind it and somebody, George Washington waving a flag or something. Fantastic. Earthpulse.com is the website. Stay tuned. More with Dr. Baggage on the other side. What does he think about vaccines?
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Short segment here with Dr. Nick. Really moved by what he just said. I hope everybody rewinds that or takes that. Maybe we'll have Catherine just take that out and make a YouTube clip of the last 10 minutes there. It was beautiful. It's poetry. One of the issues, and this may be become the issue medically and liberty-wise, is forced vaccines. It encompasses everything we just discussed in so many levels. Big, we got big corporations, we got sovereignty issues, we got school issues, we got parental rights issues, we got your body, the Bill of Rights, everything right here, right now. It's gaining momentum, it's not slowing momentum. At the same time, so many people are digging in on the other side. They've been hurt by vaccines, what have you. No matter what you feel about them, having them forced down your throat, that's not cool. What's your feeling about this argument, about this debate?
Well, you know, as I see it shaping, this is another one of these Bill Gates magical thinking ideas, you know, that somehow this is going to cure things, you know. And if you actually look at the history on vaccines and the actual diseases are intended to combat, most of those diseases were already long in decline before the vaccines ever came on the scene, number one. Number two, you know, this is from my take, and we were talking about this before the program today. You know, everybody knows Roe versus Wade, you know, in terms of the abortion issue. And I'm a pro-life person, okay, just to make that clear in the record here. I am pro-life. But when you look at the arguments that they made in the Supreme Court about the sovereignty of the human body and a woman's right to choose, I would suggest that that same legal precedent should apply to vaccines, because no one has a right to tell me what's going under my skin, as I see it. And this is very different even from the abortion debate, because there you're dealing with another life, and that's where I see a big difference, okay, because it's not just my tissue we're talking about here. But when you talk about vaccines, we are talking about my tissue. We are talking about the idea that my body is sovereign, but somebody feels it's in the greater public interest to shove something under my skin. The biggest problem here is not just that, but where do we go from there? Now, what about psychological disorders, okay, and forcing people to take medications for what society says is a psychological disorder, right? Like a lot of things in a lot of countries, psychological disorders were used as a way to contain and manage people's behavior when it was objectionable. So the first step along this slippery slope is to suggest that government has a right to violate your sovereign soul and enter your body without your permission. I don't think the government has that right. I definitely don't feel the government has that right as it applies to my children. And I understand the broader public implications of public law, but the balancing act within a democracy, within a republic such as ours, defaults to the sovereign individual soul. And that means risk, a certain level of risk within society. And here's the deal on vaccines. There's a lot of debate. You know, Robert Kennedy Jr. is out there raising, has dedicated his life to this issue, as a matter of fact, to end forced vaccine. Now, that's coming from someone from a very liberal background, as everyone in this listening audience knows. But he has come to the recognition and realization that the science does not support what the CDC and others are saying. And when you look at the CDC and the level of corruption within the Center of Disease Control and within the FDA, it doesn't take long to figure out why these things are being pushed. And if you look at the track record in terms of children disorders that are being related to vaccinations, if only statistically, okay, looking at where do the big vaccines happen and where is the rise in these childhood disorders show up, it's in those heavily vaccinated countries, not in the others. And this is a very, very important statistical point that the record proves out. Robert Kennedy is correct. He is correct in fighting the vaccine agenda. He's correct in fighting Big Pharma. And the Bill Gates of the world are wrong, flat wrong, and have billions of dollars to do it. And so much so, his foundation is the biggest private donor to the World Health Organization, which has made the decade of the vaccine for the whole world, because one man, Bill Gates, gets to regulate what the World Health Organization does, and they get to tell us what we're going to do. Nobody elected any of these people. No one appointed any of these people. They're self-appointed, desiring to impose themselves in every human body on the planet.
That's well, they're socialists. They're socialists. We're coming to the break. We'll get. They're socialists. They think they know better than you. You can't run your life, and so they're going to run your life for you, whether you elect them or not. That you're just cattle. You're just a slave, just like you said earlier. That's how they're operating. So we have to operate differently, ladies and gentlemen, or because that's how they're operating. So we got to do something different. On the other side, more with Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll go to some Power Mall specials, let you know about those. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Power.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The House of Representatives is nearing a final vote on President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The Democrats' resolution would block President Trump's executive order. North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows argues that there is a crisis at our southern border.
The drugs flowing across our southern border are not a crisis. You know, again, President Obama seemed to agree with this and declared a national emergency.
President Trump is in Vietnam for a high-stakes summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. As far as some goals for the summit, Republican Congressman from Florida Mike Waltz tells Fox News,
I am in a rush for the North Koreans to come to the table with something very concrete, including a full accounting of their program, and that's what I want to see coming out of this summit before we make any more concessions.
This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'd like to make you aware of the specials over at the Power Mall. That's how we're funded. You know, we don't get the checks from the multinational corporations buying up the resources at pennies on the dollar and then giving us a fee. That we don't get anything like that. So we get your support, your purchases, your prayers, all those things. So thank you so much. Of course, any interview we do, including this one, you can get a copy of it in the hard form CD if you'd like. You can copy off the internet, but if you want a hard form CD, Catherine will make one for you. Sherry Rogers, a whole year worth of interviews. Silver Botanicals, the deodorant. That is the best deodorant I've ever used. Natural, otherwise, it is the best. Strauss Heart Drops, Eye Complex, Grown by Nature. We got a new product by them, the Beta Glucans, and also the multivitamin, the what have you, the selenium. Ladies and gentlemen, there are scientific studies. This has been to court. People have brought companies to court trying to get them to remove this from their label. If you take a certain type of selenium, your risk of cancer death for most cancers goes down somewhere around 50%. And what kind of selenium do you need? Well, Dr. Llewellyn told you in the interview with him and Jason, grown by nature, that's selenium. He told you, and the magnesium and the calcium and what have you, the Mother Earth minerals, all these products are first-rate products. Your health is your responsibility. If you haven't learned, the good American ethic of responsibility and faith in God, it starts with you in the mirror, your destiny. And we give you options here, and we give you information to help you make decisions. That's what we're very proud of. The Living Stream, the probiotics, your gut biome, the Carbon 60. People are going crazy ordering that after the interview with Wayne Blakely. Check that out. Cardio Miracle have had fantastic results. People have called in and said what's happened. A lot of people with diabetes have had a lot of help energy-wise, what have you. Very good. The Core Silver Shield, the bedding spray. Look, if you got odors in the house, you're spraying Febreze or other chemical things, Lysol now, try this bedding spray or the Silver Shield sanitizer. Just try it. It's natural. It didn't form chemicals. You're not going to have an allergic reaction to it. I mean, unless, you know, some people are allergic to essential oils. But generally, you're not going to have the chemical sensitivities from the other things. Just give it a try. It's all over the Power Mall. You need these products. We need you to buy them. Thank you so much for your support. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Give Jay a call. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. Now we're going to get back to our great guest, Dr. Nick Begich. A couple questions of what you said. You know, Robert Kennedy can figure this out. You figure this out. I can figure this out about the vaccines, that we should be cautious at the very best. Doesn't it make you suspicious Bill Gates is as smart as he supposedly is? He can't figure this out? He's pushing this? I mean, aren't you suspicious?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I see this kind of an agenda, you know, and it's the do-gooder agenda, right? Makes you feel good because you did something. And really, that's not the answer. That's a selfish agenda, quite frankly. The real agenda is, can you change lives? Do you make something different for someone? Do they change their course? And that's what should be happening. And that's about empowering people. And, you know, when I look at the alliances between nonprofits and big corporations and corporate agendas, you know, this is why they do it. It's a way to throw off some money so you don't pay taxes on it. The only problem with nonprofits, as many know and some don't, is they don't get political speech in the same way you and I do. They get a different kind of political speech. And because 501c3s are regulated in that way. Bill Gates gets to push his political agenda in a different way because he's so big. Between the 49.3 billion that he originally endowed his fund with,
wow,
and the 30 billion additional money that Berkshire Hathaway gave him, you know, that's $79 billion, you know, and that got him a seat at the table with the World Health Organization, which is as political as they get. And then he got to change their agenda from whatever the heck it was to the vaccination agenda for 20 years. Now that's what billions will buy you. And if you don't think that influences local governments, think about it. Think about this from the pharmaceutical industry. Now you got billions of dollars coming from nonprofits to buy your for-profit drugs. Wow. What a deal. And you get them at a discount because you're buying them in volume. And so what you're assuring is pharmaceutical companies make money, and the nonprofit gets to be their promotional agent, and they don't have to pay taxes. What a deal, right? As they shove things under our skin and under the skins of children around the world in the name of doing good.
What would you
do?
For
who?
Let me ask you point blank. So let's say you lived in California or any of these states. I mean, more and more states every week seemingly are trying to push these mandates to get rid of conscientious or religious exemptions. If you lived in one of these states, California, and they said your child can't go to school unless they roll up their sleeve, what would you do?
Time for private school. Time to think, rethink what you're doing in that state. And California is kind of a lost cause in a lot of respects, and is a kind of the warning to the rest of the country. You want it to look like that? I don't. And a lot of people in California are now moving to Texas, where they have a little different agenda in terms of how they deal with average human beings. One that's a little bit more favorable to the sovereign soul of a human being and a little less groupthink. California, you know, it really has changed. A lot of people I know in California are leaving because they're being taxed to death, regulated to death, and you basically have to have permission darn near to breathe there.
Another question. Obviously, in the 20th century, there's been mainstream studies. Socialist governments have killed, about a quarter billion people, give or take a little bit. Why are people so yippy-skippy about socialism? We know nothing about our history. I mean, I see a total disconnect. I'm very concerned about that. Your thoughts on that point?
It's ignorance. I'll tell you, I just flew back from Thailand last week, and I had a stop in Shanghai at the airport, and I'm talking to some college kids that have just graduated out of college, and we're talking about Russia. And one woman with a master's said, "Isn't that a communist country?" I mean, come on, ladies and gentlemen. It stopped being a communist. It might be a kleptocracy, but it's not communism anymore. You know, they might want
We're moving towards communism. They're moving towards family values. We're moving towards communism.
Yeah, it's exactly the opposite. But to hear college kids, you know, and then the other one I heard from a college kid was talking about socialized medicine and free college, and the reporter says, "Well, who's going to pay for that?" And they go, "The government." "Well, you are the government." "Well..." The person says, "Well, I guess we'll pay some taxes, and then the government will pay for the rest," as if somehow it's detached from the question, because they don't know. That is the level of ignorance that our public education and our slave system of college is yielding in the 21st century. My sister works in education, and she's what they call a teacher expert, so she works with new teachers. And she'll tell you, the caliber of teachers continually declines. In fact, in Alaska, our university lost their accreditation for teaching teachers because they didn't bother to follow up to see if they could actually teach once they were in the classroom. They lost their certification. So all these kids who got degrees from the University of Alaska Anchorage for teaching, you know, it's questionable what that degree is worth, and I can tell you now, you know, it's a fraud on them because they got a credential. They can't even get certified by our own state if they graduated.
Wow. We got a couple of minutes before the break. I'm to the point with my I don't know what they want to do or be or that kind of thing, but generally, if it comes time for college, I'll take a fraction of the money. I'll buy them a snow cone shack and put them up on some vacant plot of land somewhere in town, and I think they would be much better served than going to college and learning God only knows what.
Well, you know, there's a lot to be said for that today, and actually in terms of what you get from college. You know, within the trades pay good money. You know, skilled people, electricians, bricklayers, underground miners, you know, they make $100,000 a year up here when they get jobs in the bush and they get jobs remote. And they make very respectable salaries all over the world because these are high skills. They take about a year to get the first, you know, leg of an apprenticeship under you and a couple years maybe beyond that. But these are highly skilled jobs that pay as much or more, in many cases, than college graduates. And I would be very, very mindful of what you're getting for your money, because to just have a line item on a resume without gaining some education is not worth $250,000 in education today. Getting an education, I would be highly selective. The only university in the country that doesn't accept federal aid is Hillsdale College, as probably most of your listeners know. And you actually still get a decent education from those guys because they believe in education. But I would be highly selective. I would be very careful about how I integrate my education. And I would be looking for skills, things that equip me to function in the 21st century.
Very good. One more segment with Dr. Nick Begich. Fantastic. EarthPulse.com is his website. You can check out. We haven't even talked about HARP or any of that. Maybe we'll end on internet censorship and 5G dangers that we see coming. What's his feelings there? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, EarthPulse.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last segment with Dr. Begich. Tomorrow, Lowell Pompey is going to be on. That'll be fantastic, so be sure to check that out. The 5G is on so many people's mind. We're going back and forth to debate. The debate rages, but yet they're building the towers as fast as they can get them up. I'm concerned. Your feeling about 5G and what is coming here?
Okay, all of this really deals with electromagnetic field effects on human beings. And I would recommend to this listening audience look at one of the best technically written science reports on this called the Bio Initiative. It was released in Europe in 2012, and it's been updated twice. Very, very good background on the issue. My first article on cell phones and related cell phone safety and towers was 1999, where I published an article in Explorer magazine here in the U.S. and Rahmenzeit in Germany. And this 5G rollout is directional. It's a more powerful system. Being able to manipulate electromagnetic fields to couple deliberately with the human body is possible with all electromagnetic signals. In fact, there's an excellent article written in far back now, 20 years, 1998, and it's from a publication called Perimeters. And you can look the article up. It's called The Mind Has No Firewalls. Very important article. It originated in Russia, was translated into English, but really speaks to the state of the technology. When you talk about 5G and just EMFs generally, radio frequency energy as an example, 100 years ago, there was virtually nothing, right, before radio. Since that time, we have probably, at this point, about a billion times more radio frequency energy around us every moment of the day than we did 100 years ago. And when you notice it is when there's power failures and everything shuts off. And the first thing you notice is how quiet it is. And the second thing you notice is your whole body seems to relax. And it does. Because it's like background noise in a crowded room. You ignore it because you're in it. It's like the frog boiling slowly in the pot. You know, he doesn't jump out because it's happening over time. But when you see the contrast, the difference, then you notice it. And that's when the power fails. So when you look at 5G or any of these systems that become more intrusive, more penetrating, and more widely dispersed, yes, they have a physiological effect. Yes, the science is known, and it's at levels below the level of what they call ionizing radiation, where you experience the sensation of heat. This is well known. There's another excellent writer, a guy named Carlo, who was the guy they hired for the industry, actually, gave him a $25 million contract to go out and tell the world how safe cell phones were. At the end of his study, he had the opposite message, and he published a book called Cell Phones. And what he shows is just in the heat transfer alone with a cell phone, in an adult is one thing, but say in a 10-year-old child where the skull thickness is approximately half, twice as much radiation enters the skull and interferes with the blood-brain barrier, which allows toxins into the brain. Then you look at behavior of children, and the advent of increased cell phone use and portable home phones, incidentally, which are less efficient and more sloppy in their dispersal of energy, these are not healthy. In fact, in Germany, cell phones and Wi-Fi in schools is forbidden because of safety concerns, in Great Britain as well, warning parents to not allow children under 16 to even use them because
really?
Of the and it's called the precautionary principle.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I mean, do Americans just care less about their children than Europeans do, or what?
I think the industry here has a lot more control. In fact, a lot of the things on EMFs and on cell phones and on privacy, I delivered back in 1998 to the European Parliament. And their science and technology directorates continue to cite our work. And actually, the privacy provisions and some of the other regulations in Europe are much more stringent than ours because of what they call the precautionary principle, which is when the scientific evidence begins to mount, you notify the public and you act accordingly. And they've applied this principle for over a quarter of a century and never once, over the long run, been wrong. We should apply the precautionary principle in the United States and default to the safety of the public rather than the profits of globalists. And we've got the priorities once again upside down where money dictates and is dictating too much of our politics. This is why we have the problems we have today. We've given an artificial soul to corporations, given the same rights as human beings, except for one thing. They have eternal life on Earth as long as you pay your fees, and they have a whole lot more money than the average soul walking around. And this is a disproportionate kind of government that we get, one for moneyed interest, for globalist interest, to keep them profitable at everybody else's expense.
That's you know what you just said. One of the most things I have ever heard from publicly was when Mitt Romney said corporations are people too, and people didn't see through that and really understand what that means. They're saying that basically you're the level of corporations. Corporations are the level of you, and that they have just as much rights as you, and now they can run over you. And people didn't realize how evil that really, really was.
Yeah. And let me tell you about Mitt Romney that people don't know. You know that in his Roth, right, he's able to get a Roth. Now, he makes too much money, so the way you do that is you buy a traditional non-deductible, and then you can roll it over into a Roth, no matter how much you make, and then all the money you make on a Roth is tax-free. So he formed a Bahamas corporation, loaned it a bunch of money. It made $400 million in his Roth, all tax-free. But Obama fixed that loophole, right, because now he can only repatriate, I think it's $3 million a year to the U.S. Give me a break. This is called the Roth, Mitt Romney Roth program, and all you got to be is rich enough to work the loophole.
So what they did with the fixing the loophole, all they did was guarantee that the money wouldn't come back to our country; it would go to some foreign country.
Right. And the fact that the guy's never going to pay taxes on it. He wants to be president of the United States to represent all of us, doesn't he? You know, these are the kind of people that are running. Take it out of your pocket and put it in theirs. Even that, you know, we talked about European Parliament earlier. Do you know in one of their planks, one of their basic human rights is redistribution of wealth? That's a communist.
Yeah, that's socialism. That's social. That's Satanism.
That's Satanism. Upside down. It's their program. Ugh. It's right in their platform. These unelected people telling Europeans how to live.
Hey, last quote. You got about 10, 15 seconds. I want to get this in on you. How important is the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights? 10, 15 seconds.
It is all that we have that's keeping us from total tyranny. It needs to be defended and enshrined in the minds of every child in this country.
And it needs to be on your refrigerator, ladies and gentlemen. Make copies, print them out, put them on your refrigerator, for the love of God, please. Dr. Baggage, absolute pleasure. EarthPulse.com. Thank you so much, my friend. I just emailed you, by the way, that address.
Thanks for having me. Bless your audience.
All right. God bless. Check your email. I just emailed you, Doc. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, everybody. Have a great evening. Hold your family close. Be together. Gain strength there. Okay? We're with you. We're with you. We're with you. You're in the right place. See you tomorrow.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.